All right, I will say, let us begin. Tonight we begin our incredible adventure in the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh. And we're going to see. So this, we started learning the Sefer a little bit by Yamim Nora, and we did a section on Tshuva, which was really, really incredibly profound and overwhelming. So tonight we're focusing on, I'm going to start a new section called Avas Hashem. Love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so again, it begins with a paragraph labeled Kuf Samech Aleph. You should have a double-sided sheet. So it's page Kuf Yod Tes. You'll see it's this big Avas Hashem on the top. So we'll say, so those of you who were here before, when we started this in Elul, will remember that the nature of this Sefer is, let me say it a little differently. As I get older, I'm much more drawn to religious simplicity. That, when I was younger, I used to really enjoy the in-depth philosophical, tug of war and the this and the that. And then as I age, hopefully gracefully, so I really feel much more drawn to these types of svarim, this type of limud that looks at life through a simpler lens. Not that life is simple. Life is not simple by any stretch of the imagination, but takes a simpler approach to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to see that's what he does over here. So Avas Hashem, listen to this. Hine Avas Hashem hi mitzvas asei daraisa. There is a biblical obligation to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsev, de'avtas Hashem alokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol ma'odecha. That's the pasuk says, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart, all of your soul. Ma'odecha means what? Ma'odecha means what? Your stuff, right? Your mamon. Hare, shekol adam mechuyav ba'avas Hashem. Every person is obligated to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niskar b'kasav gimel dargus. So the Torah discusses three different levels in Avas Hashem. What are the three different levels? B'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol ma'odecha. Those are the three different levels. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your money. V'hini mevor b'svar makadoshim, sheyesh beiz ofanim shel ava. So we'll say, so leaving aside all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your money, here's the takeaway message. There is a biblical obligation to love Hashem. Now I will say, now the truth is, in general, the great challenge with that mitzvah is what? Is what? How can you legislate love? You could legislate behaviors, right? You could tell me to keep Shabbos. You could tell me not to wear shatnez. You could tell me to eat kosher. It's much more difficult to legislate emotions. You can't really tell a person how to feel. That's why, for example, Rashi HaKadosh explains that v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha means what? Ase dvarav me'ava. Serve God like you love Him. Serve God like you love Him. Right? So what does that mean? Rashi's saying, there's not an emotion. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is not an emotional obligation. It's a behavioral obligation. That when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it look like you love Him, even if you don't. An incredibly profound insight. Now, of course, Rashi's logic is, because if you spend enough time behaving like you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what will happen? You will. Meaning, if one of the hallmarks of Yiddishkeit is that we believe acharei hapulos nimshachos halavavos. People, the way I feel is influenced by how I behave. Behaviors create feelings and emotions. So if I push myself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that looks like I love Him, there will come a time where I will actually feel that love internally. So now the Mechaber writes as follows. He says, but let's focus on this concept of love. Sheyesh beiz ofanim shel ava. There's two different types of love. Aleph, ava hatluya b'davar. So I say ava. So again, we're familiar with this because the truth is we see this in Pirkei Avos. Ava hatluya b'davar means what? Love that is dependent on something. Okay, beiz, ava, shein hatluya b'davar, a love that is not dependent on anything, right? An independent love. Love for the sake of love. We'll see what this means. Ava tluyi b'davar. So we'll see, what does it mean? Ava tluyi b'davar. Love that is dependent on something. What does that mean? He says, inyana shaha adam ohev machmas davar ma. Well, so what that means is, I love, whatever it is, and we'll see, ava tluyi b'davar means, I love a person because of something. Tluyi b'davar. Teluya mishum kabbalas davar ma. I was about to say, sometimes I love someone because of something they give me. or because of something they represent, or because of something that they add to my life. But if you ask me why I love them, I could tell you I love them because this. I will say, right, this is like a person says, I love pizza. So you don't love pizza, right? You love you. What you're saying is you like pizza because pizza fills you up. So it's ava kliya badavar. I could say I love pizza, but at the end, because pizza does something for me. Some people in marriage, they love their spouse because my spouse gives me something, does something for me, provides something in my life. There are many relationships that are like this, that are utilitarian in nature, and the love is there because of something I get from the other. That's tiluya bedavar. What's the problem with that type of love? Kasher sivas hadavar betela, betela ava. Well, so the problem with that is, once the reason is gone, right? Once the reason for the love is gone, then what happens? The love is gone as well. Lu'umasa. So that's the first type of love. Ava hatiluya bedavar. I love a person or I love a thing because of something it gives to me, something it provides to me, something that I'm enriched somehow through the love of this thing or this person. On the other hand, Lumasa, Ava Shitlana between Ava Sha'ina Taliya Badavar, he Ava Ba'atsa. Both on the flip side. Ava Sha'ina Taliya Badavar is what? It's pure love. It's pure love. Right? Ava begin, so we'll say that is just a love for the sake of love. It's not that I love the person or the thing because of something I'm getting, but rather, again, it is a pure love for the sake of love. Ava b'gematria echad. So I will say this is interesting. Ava is the same gematria as echad, as one. She'inyan avazu novas min achtus pinimis shel ha'ohev v'nehav. So I will say, what's the link between ava and echad? That ava she'ina t'liya b'davar ultimately, again, means I love because there's just a sense of connection. There's just a sense of oneness with the other. I will say it's a little bit hard for us to. It's a little bit hard for us to go ahead and imagine this because I think it. In most of our relationships, it really isn't ava hatuluya bedavar, right? Think about this for just a moment. Most times in marriage, is it possible to say that no matter how much you love your wife, it's an ava shete'ena t'luya b'davar? It's love. I don't know. If a couple stops giving each other certain needs, certain things, I don't know. I think the marriage falls apart. Even parents to children, which we often assume is just like a boundless love. Rav Shamshon Nafal Hirsch, he says, do you know why people have such a natural desire to want to have children? He says, because deep down, what do most of us want most? Immortality. But I can't have immortality. So what's the closest thing I could achieve to immortality? Children. Because there's a piece of me that will live on even when my life comes to an end, which tells you something amazing. That even my children who I love beyond words, and I would do anything for, including give my life for, is that an ava she'ena t'liya b'davar? I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to assess. It's almost like in every relationship, in every love, even the purest and most wonderful of love that we experience in this world, there's almost always something I'm getting from it. Vaharaya, think about it. If you were to stop getting anything from this other person, would you still remain in the relationship? And I think most times, the answer to that is probably no. So look what he writes. V'hine. Ava tliya b'davar, shayaches gam ba'akum, sheyesh ba midas hakaras hatov, v'ava lemeitivam, ulam, ava she'ina tliya b'davar, hu shayaches rak l'bnei Yisrael. So here the Mechaber makes a very bold statement. He says, ava tliya b'davar applies to everyone. Everyone could experience ava hatliya b'davar. But ava she'ina tliya b'davar, which Shabbos say means a love that is not based on anything, but is based on a oneness with the person who you love, only a Jew can experience that. We'll see what that means. Mechivan shama'us ava zuhi achtus im ha'ne'av v'hari rak l'knes Yisrael yish achtus gimur im ha'kadosh baruch hu kud shabricho v'Yisrael chatu u'lekach bahem shayeches ava penimes zu Masha'inkin, Eitzel Umma, Sa'olam Shein, Nifradim Anis Baruch Shemo, Eslam Shayach Rak, Ava Hatzli Bedaber. Okay, Kimo Shekasa wants to skip down a little bit. See, he's making a distinction over here between Jews, and we can skip a little bit. Bedaber, he goes on, he says, Bar Hadaber. Skip down, it's the last four lines in the paragraph. Bar Hadaber. Sheseder Avoda Sa'adam. We'll say, listen to this statement, and this to me, this blew me away when I read this. He says, Bar Hadaber, it is clear. Sheseder avodas ha'adam b'kinias esmidas ha'ava. So we'll say, so now remember, let's follow the construct. Part one is the ahavtas Hashem Elokeach, which tells me what? There is a biblical obligation to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, number one. Part two, what's the definition of love? So the answer is two aspects of love. Ava tluya b'davar, which means I love someone or something because of something I get from that love. And ava she'ina tuluya b'davar, and a love that is just mamish, a oneness love. A love because I feel so connected to the other. I feel such a part of the other that I love that person. I love that entity. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm one with him. Nothing to do with what he gives me. Look what the Mechaber says. He says, Bar HaDavar, Sheseder avodas ha'adu b'knias esmidas ha'ava. So let's remember, what are we trying to work on? We're trying to fulfill the mitzvah of the ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. How to love Hashem. What's the first step? Hu shetchila yeshlik, bless you. Hu shetchila yeshliknos esmidas ha'ava hateluya b'davar. V'achar kach liknos esmidas ha'ava she'ena teluya b'davar. I will say, isn't that a blowaway line? Because I want to tell you something amazing. You see, I often feel that the great problem we have when we learn about Yiddishkeit is that often we strive for perfection. And striving for perfection is an exercise in futility. So when you ask most people, "V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha," what are you aspiring to? So the answer is, of course, I'm going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of love? What am I aspiring to? What type of love? What type? Ava she'ina teluya b'davar. The Mechaber says, that's great. But you can't start there. No love starts ba'ava she'ina teluya b'davar. I will say, let's say for argument's sake, even if a man says to his wife, my love for you is an ava she'ina teluya b'davar. Be great, like on an anniversary card or something like that, right? So we'll say, so can you imagine if they're on their first date, and they're sitting in the, of course, hotel lobby, right? And what happens? And he says to her, you know, I mamish love you, ava she'ina teluya b'davar. Right? Can you imagine that? The first date, what's going to happen? We'll say, right? She's going to be out the door before I finish. Why? Because we'll say, it doesn't work that way. When any kind of love never starts at ava she'ina teluya b'davar, what the Mechaber Sefer will say, and this is, I think, such an incredible insight, love is a progression. Love is a process. So v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, we often think, what's the mitzvah? Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu unconditionally. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha. Ava she'in teluya b'davar. Sure, that's the goal. But it doesn't start there. Avas Hashem doesn't start with ava she'ina teluya b'davar. Avas Hashem begins with ava Hateluya b'davar. This is an incredible. It's shocking. It's shocking. It, of course, it makes sense. But sometimes we often assume that we're supposed to like leapfrog a whole bunch of steps and just make it to this unconditional, pure, altruistic love without anything, without any expectation for anything in return. And says the Mechaber, although that is what I'm striving towards, the first step in coming to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is establishing a deep feeling of Ava Hateluya B'davar. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Then we'll say the goal is a progression. I go from Ava Hateluya B'davar, right? We'll say, so again, what does it mean Ava Hateluya B'davar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? How would you define Ava Hateluya B'davar vis-a-vis my love for God? What does that mean? What's the davar?
Things.
What things? Anything he gives me. Ava tliya b'davar, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. Do you know why? Because you gave me eyesight. because my heart works, because I have children, because I have parnasa, because I have food in the refrigerator. That's why I love you. I love you because of all of the things you give me. That's Ava Hatiluya Bedavar. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now again, of course, what does that mean? Does that mean if I wouldn't have those things, I wouldn't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe in the beginning that might be true, but love is a progression. And you have to start somewhere. So I start on the level of Ava Hatuluya Bedavar. I start by falling in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of recognition for all of the things he gives to me and does for me. Bekoach nefesh Yisraeli pnima, tamun beis hakochos. So mostly inside of every Jewish heart are these two different levels of love. Gam, turn the page. Gam ava tluya bedavar, v'gam ava sheina tluya bedavar. So we'll say, so this is incredible. Inside of every single person, ultimately, again, Avron, maybe you'll send out a text to the group. Just perfect, perfect, correct. Thank you. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, for every single Jew inside of me, there are these two kohos, these two streams. There's ava tluya bedavar. And Ava She'ina Teluya Bedavar. I have the capacity, or I start by loving God for everything He has done for me. And then my goal, what I will say, that's not my goal. My goal is Ava She'ina Teluya Bedavar. My goal is to reach this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not because of the stuff He gives me or the things He does for me, but simply because I feel a sense of connection. Va'abodas ha'adam legalos Ava zume akoach lepoel. We'll say, my job, the mitzvah v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, means discover the two levels of love that exist inside of you, uncover them, and actualize them. Bereshis yesh legalos benefesh es ha'ava hatuluya bedavar. I will say, the first step is to work on ava hatuluya bedavar. Ula'achar mikan legalos es ha'ava she'en hatuluya bedavar. So we'll say, isn't this incredible? This is incredible, no? Meaning, suddenly what we've just done is we've taken a mitzvah, v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, which for so many of us seems so elusive and overwhelming, and we've just broken it down into much more digestible pieces. So suddenly, at the end of the day, my obligation is to go ahead and simply begin with Ava Hatuluya Bedavar. Begin loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He does. Now, he happens to say in the parentheses, that there are some people, ultimately, again, who are born with this capacity for Ava She'ina Teluya Bedavar. There are some people who are born with that capacity, but most of us don't have this. So we'll stop over here now. Again, we'll pick up Emir Tashem next week. Next week's focus is going to be Ava HaTeluya Bedavar, and ultimately what that means in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.